Welcome back. You're here with Dave on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. I'm going to talk about something we haven't, a topic we haven't covered, at least to my recollection to date. We certainly talk about healthcare a lot, but I don't think we've ever talked about vision care. And I got to tell you a personal story here is a bit of a setup to this segment. Not too long ago, keep in mind I'm 51, I went in to get my eyes checked, as I regularly do, and I was having some increasing problems in terms of seeing short term with my current glasses, and I'm nearsighted, so I was taking them off and, you know, reading and so on and so forth. And then when I got my eyes checked, I got the feedback that I needed progressive lenses. And I thought, well, I said, well, what are progressive lenses? And it's, they're different zones for seeing short, medium, and long term. And I looked at my optometrist in a little bit of horror, and I said, wait a minute, is that what they used to call trifocals? And she started to laugh at me and say, yeah, that's what it was. So I went home and told my wife this in horror, and I thought, oh my goodness, here it is. I was told this was coming, but I wasn't prepared for it. So we're going to talk about the evolution of eye care and vision care and what we should be doing as we age to make sure it's as healthy as we possibly can keep it. Nobody better to help us understand that than Dr. Sarah Freiberger, who's with IQ Optometry. Dr. Sarah, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
All right. So I'm assuming that my story is probably not a unique story. There's a natural evolution of our eyesight, as I understand it.
Definitely. So your story is very common for basically, it usually starts around 45, and so 51 is kind of typical when people come in, and just like you said, people have that reaction. It's like it's one of those signs that you can't help, but it means things are changing, right?
Yeah. I was punched right in the face with that one for sure. Why don't you walk us through some of the, you know, what can we experience? So we've got this aging demographic, and I'm just outside of the baby boom generation, but close enough that sort of include myself in that. What do we expect as we march through different stages here?
Mm-hmm. So the first thing as we get older, just like you said, is that losing that being ability to see up close. And what happens there is you lose the ability of your lens inside of your eye to change focus, so you can't see that up close anymore, or it takes a lot more effort.
Yeah.
And that's where people move into progressive lenses usually. And we do have multifocal contacts now too, so people who wear contacts a lot don't have to stop using those. As the vision progresses, the reading gets harder. Your distance vision usually stays the same. But as you get older, you're at a higher risk for more eye diseases as well. So one very common one as you get into your 70s, is the start of cataracts.
Yeah.
So that's the clouding of the lens in the eye. And it's one of those things that it's kind of caused by a lifetime of sun exposure in life. So most people will have to deal with that at some point in their life.
Yeah.
And then other diseases like macular degeneration are age-related as well. So that's where, as we get older, just like taking care of the rest of your body, it's more important to start taking care of your eyes as well.
So give me some anecdotal evidence, or maybe you've got empirical evidence, but are older adults, older Canadians, are they good at getting their eyes checked on a regular basis?
They could be better.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, so... we're lucky in Alberta. Once you're over 65, your eye exams are actually fully covered by Alberta Healthcare. Mm-hmm. So there's really no excuse not to.
Right.
But we know that some people wait until there's a problem before they come in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some eye conditions, you don't start having problems until the damage has been done. So that's where it's really important to get them checked regularly. Like I said, I don't know the stats, but people definitely could be better about it.
So how often, when you say regularly, what does that mean?
So the recommendation is over 65 years old, you should be getting your eyes checked every year.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, that's covered by Alberta Healthcare. Under 65, we recommend at least every 2 years.
Right.
However, if there's risk factors, so for example, a family history of an eye disease, or you have general health concerns like high blood pressure or diabetes, then your optometrist is going to recommend yearly eye exams as well, just to make sure we catch things early and keep things under control.
So is there anything, is there anything new, you know, in the research or advancements that we can be taking advantage of as we get older?
Yeah, so eye care and optometry is constantly, there's new research coming sure. out and new knowledge about different things like treatments and also diagnostics and different things to help with day-to-day life. So something that we have in my clinic that really helps us catch diseases earlier is something called an OCT machine. Mm-hmm. And it takes a scan of your retinal layers. So the traditional retinal photo, or when we look at the eyes with the microscope, only shows us the top layer of the retina, but this scan actually shows us a 3D image of the deeper layers of the retina. So it's pretty amazing technology, and that helps us catch things like macular degeneration earlier, and earlier treatment means better vision. Things like glaucoma, we can monitor it more, so it just produces better outcomes. So the diagnostic tools that we have are getting better and better as we go along, and there's more treatment options for these diseases as well coming out, because there's tons of research being done on so many different topics right yeah. now.
So let's say I'm one of the adults, older adults, that haven't been as diligent as I should have been. I mean, mm-hmm. For whatever reason, I'm just not going to get my eyes checked. Are there warning signs? Are there things that, you know, if somebody's listening to the show, that you would say, okay, that should trigger, you know, a visit and further exploration?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can think of the obvious ones. So if your vision becomes blurry or you're having more difficulty seeing, that's kind of I think most people would take that as a good indication to come in for an eye exam.
I hope so, yeah.
Exactly. So those are pretty obvious. But other things you might not think about is if you're having more trouble in low light levels when it's dark out, or you feel like there's more glare at night, so like driving on the highway, the headlights are bothering you more, those can be indications that it's important to get it checked. Irritation in your eyes, burning, watering, itchiness, that type of thing can be a sign of dry eye, and I know in Calgary we have a lot of that.
Yes, yeah.
Just a dry, dry environment. So coming in for any issues like that is important. Headaches are also something that it's worthwhile getting your eyes checked for, because we use our vision for so many different things, and sometimes it can be related to headaches as well. If you're using your eyes, they're not working optimally and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. The straining, I think that's a big one. That's how I think I identified it when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was getting headaches. And then my parents started asking me, well, you know, can you see that sign? And they could see it, I couldn't. So one thing led to another. Those are the easy ones. But sure, it sure makes a big difference. Okay, I got to ask you personally about this whole progressive thing. So when I tried mm-hmm. Progressive lenses, I was getting headaches. I was having a hard time with the sort of the different zones. Mm-hmm. Is that sort of common? And is that I just have to suck it up and get used to it, or what am I going to have to do here?
Yeah, progressives can be tricky. So the type of progressive that we use, there's lots of different designs on how quickly it changes from your distance to your intermediate and your near. So sometimes a different design will help you adapt to it easier.
Yeah.
But most people do take a couple weeks at least to get used to them, because you do have to figure out what part of the lens you look through sure. for your computer or your phone or for driving.
Yeah.
And if you're getting headaches, there's probably adjustments that can be done to make it easier if you've kind of given them a shot. I'd say 90% of people get used to progressives no problem and love them or use them regularly. Some people have trouble adapting to them, and then there's different options for them as well. So sometimes using different glasses for your different visual tasks.
Yep.
Or taking your glasses off for reading, like you said you were doing before.
Yeah.
Although that can get annoying. Or like I said, changing the design of the progressive lens can help as well.
I'll have to give it another try, because I'm at that point. I couldn't do the progress. I did it for a month, and it was just mm-hmm. giving me headaches. So then I've got my regular distance. I've got mm-hmm. my computer glasses. And then I effectively take, when I'm reading, I have to take my glasses off. But here's my problem now. I'm leaving my glasses everywhere. I can't find them. It's crazy. It's driving me nuts.
And I don't think you want the chain around your neck, hey?
No, not yet, please. Sarah, we've got to leave it there. Thanks for all your input and thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
We've been joined by Dr. Sarah Feinberger. Freiberger, who's with IQ Optometry. You can give her a call if you have any of those problems, and she'll help you out. I just want to remind everybody about our upcoming seminar, which will be on August 20th at 7 o'clock at the Carriage House Inn. So everybody down south, we look forward to seeing you then. Give us a call at 966-8400 or go to pkag.ca. Stick around after the break. You're going to hear about how investment losses may be able to save you on taxes. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.